Unit 9. A Better World.
和谐世界。
We were born equal.
人人平等。 2. Listen to a conversation on women's right to vote. Then fill in the blanks to complete the notes. We've never had a woman president.
Hey, Judy, you seem to be deep in thought today.
I'm mulling over a question. Why haven't we had a woman president?Have you thought about it?
Of course I have. You remember Sandy Hansen. She has a passion for encouraging women to enter politics.
Yes, Sandy came to Washington to present her performance. It helps women know about how women first got the rights to vote.
That's true. American women actually voted for the first time in 1920. It was not easy.
And it took a lot of time, blood, sweat, and tears of many women for them to finally get the right to vote. Although voting is a part of our democracy, many women don't vote.
This is because all we have are male candidates. So we should need more women out there for running for offices.
Another reason is that the male candidates scarcely speak on issues women care for.
What are these issues?
Like childcare,equal pay for women, and health care for children.
That's right.
Now, let's come back to Sandy. She talks the talk and walks the walk.
She's brave. She ran as a Democrat.
Great woman of determination as she is, there's still a long way to go for us to have a woman president.
I agree.
We've never had a woman president.
Hey, Judy, you seem to be deep in thought today.
I'm mulling over a question. Why haven't we had a woman president? Have you thought about it?
Of course I have. You remember Sandy Hansen. She has a passion for encouraging women to enter politics.
Yes, Sandy came to Washington to present her performance. It helps women know about how women first got the rights to vote.
That's true. American women actually voted for the first time in 1920.It was not easy.
And it took a lot of time, blood, sweat, and tears of many women for them to finally get the right to vote. Although voting is a part of our democracy, many women don't vote.
This is because all we have are male candidates. So we should need more women out there for running for offices.
Another reason is that the male candidates scarcely speak on issues women care for.
What are these issues?
Like childcare, equal pay for women, and health care for children.
That's right.
Now, let's come back to Sandy. She talks the talk and walks the walk.
She's brave. She ran as a Democrat.
Great woman of determination as she is, there's still a long way to go for us to have a woman president.
I agree. 3. Read the passage on this issue.Should girls play on the all-boy soccer team? Then answer these questions.
Should girls play on the all-boy hockey team? A. Amy and Jessie. Girls who play on female hockey teams don't have as much passion or take the game as seriously as boys on male teams. Say two 17-year-old girls who are fighting for the right to play on an all-boys hockey team in Winnipeg. Women's hockey is a lot slower. It doesn't appeal to me, said Amy Pasternak, who took the stand yesterday at a Manitoba Human Rights Commission, MHRC, hearing. I have a lot more passion than they do. Amy and her identical twin sister Jessie say,They've been discriminated against by the Manitoba High School's Athletics Association.
And should the guys have to worry about hurting the little 90-pound girl on the other team? Are girls comparable with boys? And if the girls do get badly hurt, are they going to return to their I'm a princess victim role and make the guy that hurt them look like some kind of monster?
Manip, you are one of the last people I would have expected to say that anyone can take equal rights too far. I was joking in the title. I don't believe this is about some girls getting equal rights. They have equal rights today, in that both the girls and boys have an equal opportunity to play on a team. What they're going after is more than equal rights. They want to have their cake and eat it too.
4. Read the passage on the issue, should benefits for migrants' children stop? Then answer these questions. Should benefits for migrants' children stop?
With increasing anger, I read the article about benefits being paid to migrant workers for children left behind in their home countries. Outrage over migrant child benefit, August the 14th. As a taxpaying worker, why do I have to contribute to the payment of child benefit to these workers from Eastern Europe? Surely, people who come to work here should support their own children whom they have left behind. In my view, it's the home governments that should be supporting these children.
We should be wary of overreacting to the news that some migrant workers are sending home their child benefits. After all, what is the problem here? These people have come to Britain mostly to work hard to better themselves and improve the lot of their families. The government has granted these people full working rights in Britain. It is only right and proper that they should want to help their children. As we are all members of the EU, these youngsters are just as entitled to receive child benefit as they would be if they were here. The government is planning to respond to the needs of the rapidly growing population of migrant workers and foreign nationals through a new cross-departmental political structure. The issue was discussed by ministers at the most recent cabinet meeting in the light of record numbers of migrants arriving here and emerging issues affecting foreign nationals in social welfare, health, education, and justice sectors. Peace for peace's sake.
真爱和平。
2. Listen to Robert and Sue talking about joining the Peace Corps. Fill in the blanks.
Joining the Peace Corps.
Hi, Sue. What's that you're reading?
The Peace Corps.
Are you going to join the Peace Corps?
Well, why are you so surprised?
I'm more worried than surprised. You know, it's really a tough job.
So what?
Don't forget, it's only volunteer work.
I would do volunteer work quite often. What's more, I want excitement and adventure.
Everyone wants them. Do you remember Ralph and Mead? They were Peace Corps volunteers for half a year in Africa.
Yes, they were. I wonder why they stayed there for only half a year.
There happened to be an attempted coup d'etat.
Really? Were there soldiers and guns like what we see in movies, I suppose?
Yes, but not nearly what you call a safe environment. So they fled to a neighboring country.
Sounds frightening.
Absolutely. They say trouble in the world would pop up and then be fine the next day.
Seems it's really hard work to join the Peace Corps.
Come on, where's your sense of adventure, huh? In fact, there are rewards like the hospitable and welcoming people in the local regions.
So, are you thinking of joining the Peace Corps together with me?
Well, it's such a big decision. I'll need to think about it a little more.
Joining the Peace Corps.
Hi, Sue. What's that you're reading?
The Peace Corps.
Are you going to join the Peace Corps?
Well, why are you so surprised?
I'm more worried than surprised. You know, it's really a tough job.
So what?
Don't forget, it's only volunteer work.
I would do volunteer work quite often. What's more, I want excitement and adventure.
Everyone wants them. Do you remember Ralph and Mead? They were Peace Corps volunteers for half a year in Africa.
Yes, they were. I wonder why they stayed there for only half a year.
There happened to be an attempted coup d'etat.
Really? Were there soldiers and guns like what we see in movies, I suppose?
Yes, but not nearly what you call a safe environment. So they fled to a neighboring country.
Sounds frightening.
Absolutely. They say trouble in the world would pop up and then be fine the next day.
Seems it's really hard work to join the Peace Corps.
Come on, where's your sense of adventure, huh? In fact, there are rewards like the hospitable and welcoming people in the local regions.
So, are you thinking of joining the Peace Corps together with me?
Well, it's such a big decision. I'll need to think about it a little more.
3. Read the passage and the statements that follow, filling each blank with not more than 4 words.
The true cost of war. We wind our way south in Lebanon, trying to find the human cost of what the world is calling the crisis in the Middle East. A steady line of cars is headed the other way, most holding white flags out the window as they drive north, fleeing the fighting, hoping a white sheet will give pause to Israeli pilots circling at over 10,000 feet. We carry on into the unknown. The farther south we get, the more it looks like southern Lebanon is becoming a frontier of uncontrollable and unpredictable random death. Highways are broken down, gas stations bombed, and shops destroyed. A 4-hour drive to Tyre, about 10 miles, 16 kilometers, north of the Israeli border, under normal circumstances, would have taken only 90 minutes. The coastal city is mostly deserted, and those who remain hope for the best but prepare for the worst. Less than a mile away, a 15-story building is blown apart. Cars below are destroyed. A doctor emerges from a nearby apartment building. 20 people were killed, he says. We drive on to find a place to base our operation. The perfect solution for a makeshift workspace presents itself. The United Nations has set up a refugee collection point in the city. People of dual nationalities trying to flee the area are arriving at what usually would be a 5-star resort. It's quickly overloaded. People sleeping on deck chairs, in hallways, anywhere they can find cover from the Israeli shells and bombs. I imagine tourists a week earlier lying on the beach paying a large amount for mixed drinks. As we sleep for a few precious hours, the shelling from Israel thunders across southern Lebanon. To be continued. 4. Read the passage. Do these exercises.
The true cost of war. Continued. Word passes quickly in the morning that Israeli bombs have hit the town hard overnight. We quickly head to the hospital and find a scene of mass murder. We watch as a child's body is removed from the cooler, placed on the floor and wrapped in cellophane. Red Cross workers have masks on their faces to lessen the smell of decay. No journalist in a war zone will ever forget that smell. The workers take the wrapped body and seal the back with duct tape below the legs and above the head. Into an ambulance and down the road the body goes. Upstairs lies a little girl, Zainab Haider, 13. She looks like my sister. The girl is conscious but has shell wounds all over her body. We got away from our car and went to sit under the trees, but they bombed us out of the car, she says. CNN correspondent Carl Penhall asks her, "What would you tell the world?" "I would tell them to stop this, because children are dying. Not everybody is a terrorist. It's not our fault." More children are in a nearby basement. The true cost of the shelling can be seen in their frightened eyes. About 40 people are confined in this basement, hoping that the thin walls above will hold if the Israeli jets drop a bomb on the building. They sleep on thin mattresses, They have no running water, no plumbing, and no food. They venture out one by one, once a day, looking for food. The war for them is as real as it gets. As the sun sets over Tyre, the bombs still fall. Into the sunset, dozens, one after the other. Smoke rises, meeting Israeli helicopters circling for their next target. As the bombs fall, I wonder about tomorrow. Who will hide or cry, and who will die?
词汇
Dot
冒
Encourage
Scarce
Scarcely
Determination
Hockey
Argument
Hearing
Discriminate
Comparable
Princess
Wary
Better
Rapid
Rapidly
National
Description
Emblem
Continent
Surround
Coup d'etat
Flee
Hospitable
Pause
Israeli
Pilot
Random
Bomb
Makeshift
Refugee
Duel
Overload
Thunder
Deck chair
Lebanese
Helicopter
Dusk
Cellophane
Mask
Lesson
Decay
Confine
Plumbing
Sunset
专有名词
Sandy Hansen
Democrat
Manitoba Human Rights Commission
The Manitoba High Schools Athletics Association
Janet Carey
Eastern Europe
Andrew Cooper
Kyle O'Brien
Social Affairs Correspondent
UN
Security Council
Peace Corps
Lebanon
Israel
The Middle East
CNN
Red Cross